So we were eating dinner, and my daughter started telling me about her day coming back from school. So please continue, because I've had to record this because I cannot believe what I'm hearing. Go on.
Where do I start? Okay, so...
Well, you've got a one-way system.
Yeah, we have the one-way system where you have to go to the end of the corridor, and then there's a turning point, and then you can only walk on the left-hand side, so you have to walk like in a circle and then come back to your lesson.
So you're saying to me, which is what you were saying, this is why we have to stop it, your class, you can be walking on the left and your class will be on the right.
Yeah.
But you're not able to...
You can't just like...
You can't cross...
You can't do a direct turn.
You can't do a direct turn.
You've got to go
all the way up the one way, come back round the one way to get to the class.
Yeah.
You better leave early for your lessons, man. You don't want to be late.
Oh, we'll get to that part. But yeah, so they
You're talking about new rules.
The rules.
Right.
So they have like casual rules for my year where it's like you get a warning, your name's on the board, and if you get a second warning, you get excluded because of sixth form. But there's certain like things that if you do, you get excluded like right away. So the things that you get excluded right away, it was if you hug your friends or like handshake, like any physical contact with your friends, you get excluded.
You get excluded from the school?
Yeah.
Or you get time out?
No, excluded, I think for 24 hours.
You get excluded for 24 hours?
I think so.
What? Or is it 14 days isolation because you've hugged somebody?
No.
Okay.
But yeah, and then they haven't thought a lot of things through, but yeah. And then if you cough viciously, you get excluded.
No, but hang on. How do you cough viciously? Please tell me. How do you define? Because you're coughing viciously and my coughing viciously.
Yeah.
That coughing hard, I guess.
Yeah, like if you cough in like the direction of other people, like intentionally, it's like, so like if there was like a group of people here and I turned around and I was like, and Michelle was there, okay, it's coming.
I mean, even though we're laughing, because I cannot believe.
But it's serious.
It is serious, though, because this depends on someone's perception of you coughing viciously. Because
mm-hmm.
I sneeze. Up. When I sneeze, I go,
Yeah.
Do you understand what I'm saying? My sneezes appear to other people as exaggerated.
Yeah.
But I've always sneezed in that kind of funky manner.
Mm.
So what? I could get excluded?
I think just coughing in general, like... Because if you're coughing under your mask, like...
But they're not wearing masks.
But if it's like a cough, like... or like you're adjusting your throat or whatever, that's fine. But when people are... If it's like... I think we know what they mean by coughing.
No, but it's just sometimes I'm actually choking. Like, imagine I'm choking.
Okay, yeah.
So, yeah. So, okay, go on. Sorry, you're excluded.
But, yeah. So those are the only two, three that I really remember, because those are the ones that stuck out, and the other ones were like kind of similar to what we had previously. But yeah, so the one-way system. The school day has changed completely.
Mm.
So now, usually we have like 50-minute lessons, but 50-minute lessons. Mm. So like period one and two, I have psychology, so that's 100 minutes. Of psychology, and then I'd have 3 and 4 like chemistry, and then another subject. So yeah, but now what they've done is you have, so I don't understand the beginning of the day, it's really confusing, but I have like extra, I have 45 minutes of tutor instead of 30 minutes. And then period 1 and 2, I don't understand how to explain the transition to 1 and 2, but I know from period 4 to period 5, which is like where lunch is, you have to go to, so you go to period 3, which is 50 minutes, and then at the beginning of period 4, you register, so if you have like a different lesson, so if I had like chemistry at period 3 and psychology period 4, you go to psychology, you register, and then you go to lunch,
right,
from 12:20 to 12:55, it's from 11:55 to 12:45.
Mm-hmm.
You have lunch, and that's like going to the atrium and or going to the sixth floor area, and then after lunch, you go back to period four. You actually do the lesson, like period four lesson. Mm-hmm. And then you have period five and you have period six. But it's like that for break and lunch. So instead of having like, oh, psychology, break, chemistry, lunch, it's like psychology part one, break, psychology part two, chemistry, lunch, chemistry part two. It's like they've like shoved lunch in the middle of a lesson.
Yeah.
Which I don't mind because it's like, I think it's better in terms of my concentration because I know for a fact that 100 minutes of one lesson wasn't going
to
work out.
But how does the lunch work? How do you get to lunch?
So that's the one-way system we have. So you're everyone's only allowed to use certain stairs. So sixth form's allowed to use the stairs that we come up to go to tutor and then the atrium stairs. Everyone's allowed to use the atrium stairs, really. But the way they tried to explain it was that each year we have their own bubble in the school.
Yeah.
So we'll never be in the same area. So, like, I'm not allowed to use, like, year 10 stairs.
Oh, okay.
But then today, when we were meant to go for our tour, don't know why we had a tour, but we went to go for our tour and we couldn't leave our classroom because year 7s were in our corridor. So I was thinking, that doesn't really make sense because the whole purpose of the bubbles was so that we could, like...
run freely in your bubble.
Yeah. And then if, like, year 7 had... coronavirus, then like you know that you're like 10 and 12 are safe, like the rest of the school's okay, which doesn't really make sense if they're also in our corridor. But anyway, in order for me to get into the school, instead of going like straight through the atrium, no one's really going through the atrium, I have to go. So for today I had to go to the mugger pitch lineup, and then I had to go up where the gym stairs are. I had to walk up two flights and then go through the library on the left hand side, through the library, and then down the language lab. So everyone in year 13, their language lab is like, their tutor is like where the language lab is. And then from the language lab, in order to go to sixth form area, I have to come out of the room and then turn left immediately. There's no such thing as right turns in that school. There's no such thing. Everything's left turns.
As I say, it sounds like IKEA.
But that makes no sense, because right is always right. If you go left, then you gotta go all.
Yeah, but you're always going round on yourself so that you can end up meeting the same room that was on the right on the left.
Wow.
So yeah.
But if you think about it, the corridors aren't even 2 meters anyway.
So... yeah, I know.
What?
But yeah. So.
But wait, hold on. So you go through the mugger pitch, up the gym, through the library.
Through the library.
Why can't you go through the atrium? So who goes through the atrium? Other years or no?
I think you're 10.
That's a long way.
But then from Monday to Wednesday, I start late. I start at like 10 because the other year groups have to come early so they can like get their routes and everything. So I get to start later. But the downfall of me starting later is I have to learn a whole new route. So instead of me going to the mugger pitch and going like the usual route, which is actually a really simple route. It's a lot of stairs, though.
Yeah.
And if I'm late, it's like, I've got to run up all of these stairs and run through the library. But yeah, from Monday to Thursday, I have to go where the car park is, which is the opposite side of the school. The mug pitches are down here, the car park's up here. And I have to go through the red stairs, which our stairs weren't even allowed to take. But anyway, I have to go through the red stairs. How do I get to match you? I don't know, but... that's a problem for Monday.
But the red stairs behind that is emergency exit.
Mm-hmm.
How are you going to get in? You can only get in from the inside. Someone has to...
I think they're going to open it, obviously, for us. But
so that was your first day?
Literally, all they could have done is got you guys to line up in the mugger pictures, 2 metres apart, and then each year goes in one after the other. So wait until all of year 7s get in, all of year 8s get in.
That's too long, I think, for them.
Do you think that there was enough flow in the school for you to be able to do what you needed to do without worried about anything?
I don't think there was as much flow as they wanted. Because with them, it's very much like timing needs to be on the dot. And the way that the times are, it's not like before it was like, oh, you have break at 11:40. It's like you have break at 11:49. Like, what is that? What actually is that?
Mm.
So one of the incidents that happened was... we were meant to be going, we had to go from our break, is it lunch? We had to go from break back to our tutor base so that our tutors could escort us to assembly. But literally there was like a two-minute gap. 1 minute gap. It was starting 20. It was 11. It was 10:20. 10:20, and we were meant to be like leave to go to Chua by 10:20. So me and my friends literally left 10:21, and then year sevens were coming up the stairs from the atrium and going in our direction. I don't think you could like merge lines, so we're not, because we're not meant to be next to them. So they were coming, so all of us, everyone in sixth form had to wait, and we were there for like 6 minutes. And teachers were like, "Oh, see, this is a prime example why time needs to be on point." I literally have like 10 seconds basically.
No, it's a prime example that they had a plan, and in their head, they had timed it without human bodies really being there. And then once human bodies are there and you factor in all of that, it's their timings are out. They want you to be on time, but at the same time, it's a practice
what
run.
What they've done, but it was like, what it sounds like they've done is taken the cheap route, the cheapskates route. Because when you go into Aldi's, right, for example, we went Aldi today, and you know when you're going into the lines to pay, they have that big plastic sheet thing. It's not expensive. They literally just stuck it, a curtain, shower curtain, to the wall and let it hang. If they had that in the atrium stairs, then it wouldn't have to be we wait for the SMs to come down and then we go up. It could be a system. And then if anyone wants to cough or anything happens, that sheet, you know, prevents that.
But I think different schools have implemented different things because the government guidelines have not been clear. And the government have not really given a mandate of how schools are meant to deal with this. So each governing body or academy or whichever organisation is running the school have had to think about how they are best going to put the plan.
But the fact that you're an academy, academies get more money and they get more freedom to do what they want with their school. So, I'm sorry, that's just silly.
No, even academies are much more run by money.
Yeah, but okay, but so they're not going to spend. Even if the government didn't give clear rules, you're not supposed to follow the government. You're supposed to follow, what's it called? The national.
You mean national health?
Whatever it is, the national health unit, whatever. Those are the people that are working with the viruses. And
do you mean, hang on, do you what's mean the same guy, the guy who's the director of health, who told everybody to be 2 meters apart, that got coronavirus? I'm sharing the same office with Boris. Was he handing out pens? Okay.
No, I'm not talking about that.
Okay,
I
sorry.
I forgot what the company's called.
Okay, darling.
But it's the National Health Organization for Disease, like, whatever it is.
Health Organization? No.
Who?
But I think
World Health Organization.
Been disbanded, or people are not really paying attention.
No, but
to
who have always told us 2 meters?
Yeah.
Wash your hands and wear masks. The fact that no one's wearing masks into school, they should have been wearing a mask is mandatory, because then they wouldn't have to do this whole you get excluded if you cough. Because if people wearing masks, then it wouldn't travel anyway. It would limit that risk.
But there are some people, right, who do not believe that wearing a mask for most of the day for young children, I don't think it's healthy. But some people in the WhatsApp group that I've got, the parent power stuff, some have said, why aren't the temperature of each child taken before they entered the school?
Oh, they take the temperature.
No, they didn't check our temperature. Oh. The only reason I feel like people made me feel uncomfortable because no one was wearing a mask. But then I remembered Rochelle's mentality, and I was like, it doesn't matter what other people think, because if I'm the one that's catching corona, you're not going to get affected, are you? Not the whole school. So in my head, I was thinking, it doesn't matter if they're wearing a mask or not. The fact that you've now said, oh, there's not going to be any cross-contamination between younger students and the older students, and I'm seeing year sevens standing outside my door. And then on top of that, the teachers, like, I understand you miss us as students, but you're way too close. Definitely the way that they explained it, because they were like how, like, year 13s, all of us are like in our own bubble, which I don't believe, because if I'm standing next to year seven, that's not my own, that's not a bubble. They shouldn't be anywhere near us out of the school. But anyway, I understand the school's not big enough. But yeah, but the teachers said, my tutor said to me that the teachers are more at risk, because whereas all of our classrooms have changed, so all my classrooms are in the science corridor. So I just have to go from like one classroom to the next classroom, and the cleaners are going to be wiping everything down or whatever. They change all the chairs so that they're only surface chairs, they're not material. Mm-hmm. So yeah,
that's where they spend their money.
No. They're not new chairs. Oh. They're the same chairs that we had before. But before, like in assembly, we had like comfortable, mature chairs that you have like in meetings. Mm-hmm. But now we just the chairs were like this and then there and then there.
It was basically, plastic chairs.
Yeah, so that they can wipe them down. But they had them. It's the ones that fold.
But I understand teachers are at risk, so they stay in one room and kids keep.
No. The kids. So like me, if I go to chemistry and my teacher's not there, I still have to just sit in my in the class and wait because the teachers are the ones that are moving classrooms. Whereas before, my chemistry teacher would have like four classrooms to go to at most. Mm. Now she has to go every single year she teaches, she has to go to their classroom. Mm. So she's going from like year 10, she's going to every single year, that teacher is going to every single year.
So they've minimised the risk.
So you lot don't move, they move, because it's better, because there's more.
Oh, another thing, I just remembered. You get excluded if you pass equipment to other people. I said, excuse me. I would have got excluded four times today because I borrowed Rachel's ruler. You're not allowed to share food or like drinks or anything. Like even if you're going to Sky, you can't share, which I understand the food part and everything, but you can't share like equipment. If someone says, oh, do you have a pen? You can't give them a pen. They see.
If you give them a pen and they keep it, like just throw a pen. It's different when you're like, okay, borrow a pen and you want it back.
When I was with the person who I was signing when I was getting the car, I needed to sign a form and he gave me his pen. And I said, we shouldn't really exchange pens, should we? Mm-hmm. And I said, you've got a big gel thing there. I think probably I'm going to, no disrespect, but I'm going to, and then clean the pen as well, use it, then put it on the table, then he, I mean, it just seems kind of, it seems like it's in a, it's in a movie.
The Matrix Part 2.
Matrix is Part 3, so this must be Matrix 4.
There is a movie like this where some guy is just obsessed.
You know what I feel like? Eli.
End of the world, Eli.
Yeah. The guy that's allergic to everything.
But the thing is, to be honest, I understand all of that extra stuff, but someone could, Corona, like, it stays on surfaces for a long time, so you can wash and do
it. I don't know, it just scared me, the fact that no one was wearing masks.
Yeah.
Like, I was in my tutor, and it was like, first of all, I was the only one actually wearing a mask, and then other people only put on their masks when they had to leave the classroom and walk around. And in my head, I'm thinking, this is your first time seeing all of these people, and you're not even a tad scared. And then I understand the thing where it's like your own bubble, but it's like, it's not my own bubble. They're people my age, but like they still go home to their families, they still do whatever they want to do on the public transport and everything.
No, you're right, this is a bubble, like the house is a bubble.
Well, actually, when you came back from school, we should have put you in isolation because you've been out there messing with holy people.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I went to the office, but
I think you're just making an assumption.
About what?
It was everyone in year 13 was there.
Yeah, but did you wear your mask for the whole day?
Yeah.
Did you wash your hands with the gel that you had it? You did social distance. You were smart. I understand what you mean.
Yeah.
But
in
this situation, like I said to you this morning, like everybody else. Like it's literally you.
Every man for themselves.
It really is. But,
what I want you to understand is that there's fresh air for a reason.
It has to work like this. You have to wear your mask when you're walking around, wear your mask. And then when you sit down, no one sits next to you anyway, right? You have like a 2 meter distance, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
People in front. Then you take your mask down for a bit. Maybe have it over your mouth and breathe, get fresh air. Then you put it on. It's not like you're going to wear it constantly non-stop.
But when you come out of school and you're on your way home, you can take the mask off.
Yeah.
I mean, because what I'm concerned about is that your body needs oxygen. Fresh oxygen to be able to circumvent and exhale impurities rather than inhale carbon.
That's true.
Carbon, because you're more sciencey than me.
No, she's right. Because we're walking on the road.
Carbon monoxide is not good for you and not good for your brain. You understand?
Yeah, that's carbon monoxide.
I think it's a good thing that you sit across in the window, right?
When they said pick your seats for tutor, I sat right at the back and I opened the window, and then they were like, all of the windows of the school are going to be open for good ventilation, and I was like, okay.
Well, for now it is until winter hits.
No, they're going to keep the windows open.
I think
one of my friends was like, how this is if because the windows are going to be open, you can wear like jumpers, like thick jumpers. Not a hoodie, but like thick jumpers.
Well, this was day one.
I mean, you're smart, so you'll be fine. You know when you need to take your mask off.
It's not even that. It's like, I feel like the way I am already, it's like the way I act, it comes across, it's a very good action for this scenario.
Yeah.
Because like, where they were like, oh, if someone asked like to borrow a pen, if you ask to borrow a pen, first of all, I had to borrow this pen from somebody else and didn't give it back. So what makes you think I'm going to give it to you? Like, and then like my food, I don't share my food.
Mm. Yeah, we know
I
that.
Only buy, exactly. Like, I only buy enough food for me to eat or for me to like eat throughout the day. And the food that my friends buy, it's not really food that I like. Like I'm not a fan of chocolate and they buy chocolate. So yeah.
Yeah.
It was just hard. The only hard thing was like, when they were like, you can't hug your friends or anything, because I wanted to right hook my best friend. I was sassy. Fist up.
Because you missed her.
No.
Oh.
Outside of school, maybe.
Because he said he was going to drag my hair. So I said, watch.
Oh, right.
On site.
Outside of school, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
So, but what was good about being at school then?
The lessons were not bad. I only had one lesson. And I think I'm going to be able to catch up, hopefully. Because the way that my teacher teaches is quite rapid. He speaks quite fast. When he's explaining stuff, is that we move on quite fast. But today, actually, like, up to speed, like, usually, I'm going to be 100% honest, usually, we'll be talking and I wouldn't have done the memory platform. But today, I actually tried to do the memory platform. Like, I did all 10 questions. I actually tried to do all 10 questions.
Mm.
Except for question 6, because I didn't actually know the concept of the question. And then he was like, how today was, like, this is the most questions we've got through. We got to like 30 certain questions out of 200. But it's like 200 for like the rest of the
year.
Like, not year.
Oh.
So I don't actually know. But yeah. he said it's good because usually we would not get through even 20 questions at the rate that we do, at the rate we go.
So what are the classes like? Are they still the same size or have they broken them down into smaller classes?
Okay, from what I saw in the assembly, it said that the classroom, like the chairs are like one person per table.
Mm-hmm.
But when I went into my biology class, Rachel sat right next to me. So it was like, but then no one was asked to sit in the front row because Sarah was like there and he's whatever. But like all of us sat in our normal
seats. But how many of you were in your class anyway?
It's not a small number. We fill up the class. Wow. But the tables aren't like square tables. It's like a hexagon and then a rectangle with another hexagon. Mm. So, but I sit like, not at the front, but just behind the front. And there's me and then three other girls. And all of us sat right there. Yeah. But then there's no one next to me on the other side. Like, until there's the in the next hexagon.
Well, I think you're fortunate enough that you're old enough to voice whether you're happy or whether you're not happy.
Mm.
I think the concern is that other children who are younger and who may not feel as confident may, you know, not be able to express how they're feeling. They might be a bit more traumatized.
Yeah.
And some of them might not even be aware of, like, you can't hug your friends because they've been without friends for the last 6 months, and suddenly you are faced with the people that you've missed. Some of you have missed, and you're not allowed to touch them, and might not understand that. Even though I'm sure parents are telling them, I don't think I realised, because all of us have been in the house together. And if we wanted to touch each other and hug each other, and we do that anyway, and even when we're out, we hug and touch each other.
Family abuse, but continue.
And tickle and stuff like that. But I think it's made me realise how much we take it for granted, because once we now separate, you go to uni, you're at school, I'm still home working and doing odd days in that office. I know that I can come home, and if I really want to touch somebody and hug somebody,
you got the cat.
I have you as
she
well,
slowly
baby.
Crosses my arms.
But you know what I mean. But imagine that you don't have anybody that you can do that to.
Mm. That's true. But I don't think year sevens are that dumb.
Yeah, a lot of the year sevens are actually pretty smart. Some of them are rude. You know what? Backtrack, sorry. Oh, completely off topic. I remember when I was in year 11 and... Oh, year 10. I was in year 11. Wait, were you in school when I was in year 11?
No, I was in boarding.
I don't remember, but I think I was in year 10. I must have been year 10. And or year 10 or year 9. And this year 7 was getting lippy to me. And I said, who do you think you're talking to? Because I was, first of all, I wasn't in the mood for that day at all. I said, who do you think you're talking to? And he thought, because he knew... because he knew someone who was older, he must have not known that I've known that this person. Guy. But he thought that, oh, because he knows this guy, he could get lippy to me. So he was getting lippy. He was like, you know what, yeah? Meet me at the corridor. I said, Mom, when I tell you the guy was this tall, I said, meet you at the corridor.
Yeah, his ambitions were bigger than his height.
No, so. No, year seven. Oh, lippy. And you know what I think it is? It's when you leave primary school, year 6, and you go into the new school now, you're like, oh, yeah, I'm going to get all big. But nah, man, year 7.
But I said, meet me at the corridor. The way he was like, meet me at the corridor, yeah? Meet me at the corridor. I said,
ain't nobody got time for that.
That's good, though. At least you get to, like, be with your friends.
Yeah, but overall, I did enjoy the day. I felt a lot better once I went to school mentally.
Yeah,
and I think that's the thing. You know, as much as there's been a lot of talk on our WhatsApp group, parents thinking, I don't know where the fly is coming from. Parents thinking, is it right to send my kid? Should I not? Should I? And all the rest of it. And you know, we've got a lot as parents to navigate and think about. You know, but I remember I'd written something, and I was just like, my daughter's going back to school, and the key thing for me is. To try and give you some clear instructions about how you stay safe with yourself and for yourself. That so when I said to you, if they come to you to vaccinate you, you do not give them permission.
Run.
Run.
You know, that's why I was texting you, asking you, Mom, should I sign this? I know it had nothing to do with any sort of vaccination, but I said, if in my head I was like, if they have my signature, they can forge it.
Yeah.
But we already know your signature changes every signature.
That's not my signature.
That's my signature.
I don't you do my art.
Look in
like
your
that.
Passport.
Mum, I don't do my art.
Look
like
in
that.
Your passport.
I'm telling you, I don't. She does her art like the K's. I don't do that.
Look, I'm not going to have that discussion anyway. Right now.
Yeah.
So one was.
Run.
If they would offer you vaccination, that I was telling you, I'm not giving permission. You're still underage. I'm not giving permission. And even if they think, start picking.
You can't tell me.
I said, start picking. And even though, right, you know, they might say to you to sign or whatever, you're big enough to read. And I've already told you, we're not taking part in that shit, right? Then the other thing is, I did say to you that I give you permission, I give her permission, that if you sense anything's off, leave.
Yeah.
I will have your back.
Run.
No, you understand? Yeah, exactly, yeah. If that's the case. But for me, the important thing is, that I still have a relationship with your school and with the teachers and the leaders in the school. So I'm not cussing them all off. I'm ready to work with whomever I need to work with because it's important for you moving forward. As you said, you felt mental for your mental well-being to get back to school.
I think it's mainly because I've really compartmentalized my social life and study. Like, as Michelle knows, once I get home from school, work goes out the window, which is very bad. Not goes out the window, but it's like majority of my time at home is relaxed. I don't know, something about this house is just relaxed. So I really did struggle. Like, I don't know, obviously you could see, but I feel like I struggled more than you could see when I was like at home trying to do work. I don't know what it was yet, but I was like, when I sat here and I was trying my hardest to write those essays and I was just, I couldn't, like my mind was going everywhere else but the essay. Mom, today we have a masterclass or we have independent study at the end of the day for an hour. So like, why I finish at 4:15 now? Mum, I sat in independent study. As soon as it started, I was kind of like, let me just get work out. Mum, I took out my psychology book. I wrote a whole essay in the hour, in 45 minutes, less than an hour. I said, at home, it took me 2 hours to write half the essay.
No, I think it's because...
That's embarrassing. Are you not embarrassed?
No, but I think it's because two things. I feel like you're a person of space and like that affects your mental. And then second, I think what you do very well is you balance work with pleasure. Because if you think about it, you spend the majority of your life, until you go uni, you just have to go uni, you spend the majority of your life in school. So you go to school now, you come home to do school again. Like, your logic's so ripe. It's like, school's for school, and then when I get home, I relax. I might do homework if I want to, but I don't have to, which I think is not something that you should feel bad about, but I think it's really good that you have that balance.
But I think you're going to end up having to stay at school longer.
Yeah, I did. I used to come home at 7 o'clock.
Yeah, but that's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
I mean, if you got to know how you study and how you respond to it. You know what I mean? You, Rochelle, we put you in a room, you will create structure, and you're disciplined, and you'll play your music and do what you've got to do. Jade will watch whatever she needs to watch, listen to her music, chat to her friend and all the rest of it. So if you know how you learn and what works for you, then you do that. So if it means you got to stay at school until whatever time, because you used to go to school early as well,
because
in the morning.
I don't know why. Like the thing is, I can do work at home, but it's not a struggle in terms of, oh, like a struggle to actually be motivated to do the work. Even if I want to do the work, I don't know, some mechanical biological thing with me that I just can't, like, it doesn't work. So that's why I used to wake up early. Like, if I didn't do, so usually I would try to start the homework that I have on the day. Like, if I was waiting for my friends in attention, I would make use of myself, because what am I doing here? But yeah. And then if I didn't finish it, or if I hadn't started the homework, I would go to school earlier and I'll sit down at the table in the freezing cold with no one in the room, all of the windows open, and I'll like listen to my music and do my homework. Or like for psychology, that's why I loved my timetable before, because psychology, on a Tuesday, I have study period 1 and 2, and then I have psychology 3 and 4. So in the morning, I used to always do any psychology homework I had in study or early in the morning. Every homework I would, except for like the sciences, which is mostly psychology, but other than like the proper sciences, because those take time. If it was like a science, if I had a free, like on Thursday, that's why I didn't do any work at home, because I would be like, okay, let me organize all of this stuff in the morning, and then on Thursday I would go into study for the whole day and do every single piece of work I had to do. So I know when I go home, I don't have to do anything for Friday. All my stuff for Friday set. All I have to do is try and work on Saturday or Sunday.
So wait, your whole timetable has changed?
Yeah. So before, I had like one period a day, and then like 2 days I had 2 periods. And then Thursday I had nothing whatsoever, and I could leave if I wanted to, optionally. I could leave because I had good attendance after lunch, or at lunchtime. That's why I was going to get a job. But no, I can't do that because they've changed my timetable. I basically have like one period every day except for like 3 days, I think. But so usually, like, for example, like on Fridays, I'd have biology in the morning, then psychology, and then I'd have a period of study, and then I'd go home. Now I have 1 and 2, 3 and 4 is just nothing, and then I have biology at the very end of the day.
Yeah, I know.
Which isn't.
But you'll do the work. You'll use time to do the work. And also, I think they've been clever, because kids have been off school for the past 6 months.
Yeah.
You're doing A levels. Mm-hmm. So if they can utilize you being in school in the morning, you're there, you'll do some work, and you've got a lot to catch up on. Even though I have to say that when the lockdown first started, you were really good and you were quite disciplined.
Yeah.
Every day you got up, you showered like you're going to school, you did everything and got yourself. Yeah, but that was all about getting your mindset as to get prepared to study. And you did do that, and I did notice that.
That's what I'm saying.
Do you ever see me leave my room, Michelle?
No.
For that whole month, I came downstairs and sat right here.
See, I wish I was here. I only came like in the last week of you doing
it. And it wasn't even like, oh, yes, just sitting here. Did I not wash the dishes?
She was,
And I was cooking.
No, but the thing is,
like a uni student.
No, but the fact that you did that,
shows I can do it.
What I'm gonna say is, you need to take your mind back to how you felt when you did that, and create that imaginary school if you want to do work at home. If you've struggled to do work at home, because I know you're like, even if I'm motivated, I just want to go on YouTube, for example.
Yeah.
But like, if you put yourself in that mindset of, oh shit, quarantine first month, I was doing my thing,
yeah,
and you sit there, you kind of get focused. I don't know. I feel like for you, it's a mindset. Yeah.
Or,
I think
or, it really or mum exciting. Just turns off the Wi-Fi.
Do you know what she told me? One time you took her phone and
yeah,
the Wi-Fi. She just went to her room and sat on her bed looking at the wall.
Wow.
And then, no, I remember because you, were like to me, Jade, what do you think? Wash the dishes or Hoover? And then afterwards, I went upstairs and I went on my phone. And then you said, you told me to come upstairs and you took my phone. And then I was like, in my head, I was like, okay, what's that going to do? And I went back upstairs and just laid there. And then you started shouting. I said, okay, now she's getting serious.
Yeah.
Let me go downstairs. But no, I think the beginning of quarantine, I was like so excited because I think me doing vlogs has actually motivated me a lot more. Like, you know how I told you I tried to wake up at 8 o'clock yesterday, mm-hmm, and I ended up waking up at 10 or 11, mm-hmm, Michelle? This morning, as soon as my alarm went off, I started my morning vlog and I actually woke up at 6 a.m. And then when I was going to school, I forgot to vlog. But then after that, like, I was vlogging. I don't know. I feel like me vlogging motivated me because when I was looking at my Snap camera roll, the first month of me quarantining, everything was on vlog.
Oh, yeah.
But then after I had my little depressive downfall, like,
it wasn't a depressive downfall, you know, because at the end of the day, you can only maintain a 100 level of high, mm, for so long.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Right? So the reality is that at some point, you either, when you start feeling a little bit low, you either decide, let me just feel this and go through it because I will come out the other end.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can try and deny it and it gets worse and worse and worse and worse.
Yeah.
And so therefore, I think I'm of the ilk that if I'm feeling bad, I just want to say, I'm feeling bad, I'm just going to go through it, and then I get out of it a lot quicker.
You're so positive.
Yeah. I was down in the dumps, but I was still trying to do the work because I didn't want to disappoint. But yeah, anyway.
But at the end of the day, right, I mean, you know, when you needed to knuckle down and get your work done, you did.
Mm-hmm.
And even though you're having stop, start, you... Like when the school was calling and saying, oh, we're really concerned because Jade hasn't gone done whatever. And I was like, and?
Mm.
And it's not that I was promoting badness, mm-hmm, for the school. But, you know, George Floyd did impact us. The murder. Well, if it didn't impact you, it impacted me. All right.
Mm-hmm.
And so therefore, you know, if we needed that time and to think,
mm-hmm,
and feel, then we needed that time. I wasn't prepared to get on a treadmill again to try and put pressure on you,
mm-hmm,
to get things done. Because basically what I said to them was, my child will get her act together.
Mm-hmm.
Give us the space and time to do, mm-hmm, just to be where we are right now. And you snapped out of it and you got back on track and you presented the work.
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing. I feel like schools put so much pressure on kids for no reason. And especially if you're not a kid that's like Jade, that's actually getting high grades and can do the work and has potential, then it's harder.
Well, because sometimes the kids who get the grades are lazier because things come easy to them. Sorry,
it's not even that.
What's that sign?
Oh my God, I remember we had a conversation about this because there was, when I was studying sociology at A-level,
mm,
they were talking about like young Black Caribbean boys and how they do worse than white other. And I was thinking, what? I've always been told that they've been down to the dirt, whatever. Well, so I did a little study,
mm-hmm,
and found out that the majority of young African Black boys, they're just not challenged in school. Like once they hit year 9 or whatever,
mm,
they're already mentally above the curriculum. So when the teachers are teaching them and stuff, they're just like, oh, okay, I can get that, I can do that. And they're not challenged, so they just stop there. And then when GCSEs come and everything else, they might not do as well, or they teachers just, might mark them low and all of this.
Actually, the data,
yeah,
that exists, because obviously I've been in that field for a while, the data exists that show that Black students outperform white students when they're doing their GCSEs.
Mm.
And that's why, and that's despite all of the lack of expectation that teachers generally have with regards to Black students in secondary school in the UK, all right? And so there's a couple of things, which this is a whole other conversation, but let me just say that many students enter school at a higher level, because when you're at home, we were teaching you to read.
Yeah.
Some people were sending their kids to supplementary school, mm-hmm. and gave them the extra boost. But once you go into the class or into the system, mm. they can only accommodate middle of the effing road.
Yeah.
Right? So if you're very bright and you're in a school whereby they're only teaching at the middle sector, right, you're going to be bored and disengaged. And this is why behaviour then becomes a problem for some students,
yeah.
especially if you've got attention deficit disorder and stuff like that, and the teaching is not interactive or stimulating,
mm-hmm.
but just piecemeal. And you do A piece, B piece, C piece, D, because not everybody learns that way. They learn yeah. in different ways. And so, therefore, what then happens is, obviously, the child gets a bad reputation for not engaging within their education. As a parent, you get defensive and you are kicked on some people and cost them blows and seed, right? Or then that travels with you to secondary school, where there's a lack of expectation because of the experience you may have had when you were at primary school. Then our black boys get to the point, right, where it's like, well, what's the point, right? So by years in 7, 8, 9, as they're meant to be preparing for their GCSEs, yeah. the school is busy trying to get them out and putting them in the pipeline of PRUs, which is pupil referable units, getting them out of their stats because they think that they're not going to do well in their GCSEs. So the young black boy has got to try and survive to stay in the system when the system is created in order to get him out quicker.
That's what I'm saying.
Yes, I know.
People are smart, but because I always used to think, why does that kid always just misbehave in class and he's so smart? Like, what's wrong with him? Like, just do your work. No. I'm over here doing this. But now that I've studied it and I've realised, oh, they don't learn that way, and they're just giving up. And so you hit the point. So anyway, we've totally gone off. But like what I'm saying is, Jade's a good student like that. And I hate when people, like in general, teachers put pressure on you because you have potential.
And that's why my job is to, as your mum, is to help you find that balance.
Yeah.
And when you're laying down upon your bed and you're too much into the YouTube, I got ton off. The Wi-Fi. Don't tell you already. You know, I don't need to get any more physical or anything like that. Or I just strict, need to, yeah. I just need you, you know what you want.
And I also know, as Rasha said, opinions that matter.
Mm-hmm.
Because like, for example, when I'm talking to you guys about if I would like to go to university and like what course I would like to do, obviously I'm going to, like, I think your opinion matters. But then one of my teachers, I said to him today, because I came to the conclusion I'm doing a psychology degree, I said, so I'm not 100% sure, but I'm leaning more towards doing a psychology degree instead of doing like a science degree. And he was like, oh my gosh, really? Da-da-da-da-da. Okay, yeah. And I was like, yeah, but I'm not 100% sure. He was like, yep, okay, 100% sure. I said, but whenever he always does stuff like this, like whenever I'm like when I said to him, oh, I want to do psychology and philosophy, that's why we were on the phone for an hour. He was searching universities, top universities for me to go to. Waste of an hour, because none of them were qualified.
Accredited.
None of them were accredited. They have to be VPS accredited. And I wasted time. Nottingham, Leeds.
No, hang on. You didn't waste time.
They're not waste.
You did research.
Yeah.
And you realised that all those universities that you may have applied to, if you hadn't done the research, mm-hmm. are not accredited.
True. And I understand that, and that is valid. And I appreciate him taking the time out of his day to do that with me. However, Mum, the first thing I said, he took it and ran. I swear to God. Because he said to me, what are you thinking of doing? I said, I don't know. I want to do a theory-based degree. I might do psychology. But then I was thinking psychology. I was looking at psychology and philosophy, and it looked interesting. But then I don't understand that the philosophy. He just assumed I'm definitely doing that. Found all of these. I said, eh.
No, but the reality is that he's done you a favour, because now you're very clear that you don't want to do philosophy.
Yeah, I know.
Do you understand what I mean?
Philosophy is too much. He emailed me like all of the courses and stuff.
So I think that's really good, because there's lots of teachers who
aren't as enthusiastic.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, when I used to teach, okay, there I could see potential in some students. Stop picking, right?
Mm-hmm.
I could see the potential in some students, and some of them just would not. They just didn't. They would not put the extra effort in for themselves. And I was spending so much time in my lessons, putting a lot of effort in for them to be able to grasp, because I would teach things three different ways, the same thing three different ways, because each student's... Yeah, student.
Bro, you're a good teacher.
Yeah, I don't remember that as a kid, you know, but continue.
Me, you never were, you know, were in my class.
I remember you shouting at Michelle, what's 3 plus 1? 5, what's 3? You should have said, what's 1 plus 3? What's 5 minus 1?
But you know, it's much more difficult to teach your own.
Yeah, I know.
You've got more patience with somebody else's pitney on them levels. Mm-hmm. But, you know, so I would take that time and everything that I was teaching, I was doing it three ways. And I would explain it three ways. And there was interactive as well as my preferred way, which was talk and chalk, right? That's what they call it in them days.
Oh.
But the reality is that when you found a student who had the potential but just needed some direction, you would give a lot more. But if you had a bright student who was arrogant and just like, yeah, well, whatever, and dashed their work in, and even though you spent time explaining to them how to restructure that so that the A that they got could become an A star, and they were like, well, it's an A, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, no, but I really want you to try and figure this out. You know, the structure you need is this. And if you learn this now, like when you guys were 12, and I'd say to you, if you can learn to structure this now, when you get to A level or the other aspects of it, you will have learned this quicker in preparation. So you already know this. Yeah. Whereas when I was going to school, we weren't taught this, or I didn't learn this.
Oh.
And so when I went to university, I had to learn. Or when I did, I did my A levels, and then failed some A-levels because I was still trying to learn my craft. By the time I got to university, I was still learning my craft. Certain white students who go to prep school, they're prepared in how to learn that craft.
Oh.
So they're doing is they've already learned it.
Yeah.
So by the time they go from primary to secondary, they're already on a groove because they've got to learn is the information, but they've already learned the system and structure of how to put it together. You understand?
Yeah.
So that's why they end up when they go to do their degree, and not their degree, GCSEs, they're already articulating at a level that other students may not be, because they've already learned the very basics from way back when. And so therefore, for them, it's like, do I like this subject and do I understand what they're trying to? And can I regurgitate what I need for this exam? The answer is I can regurgitate it because that's what I've been trained to do from prep to now. I already know the structure. I know how to put that argument together and extrapolate that information.
Whereas we're going in trying to prep and learn the knowledge.
Yeah.
Then kids to us, oh, that makes sense. Because then when you do get a good grade, it's like, I've done all of this and I still got a good grade.
Yeah, and I don't want to take away from them, but, you know, some of them, they've been prepped from before they come out the vagina. You understand? So, sorry, I mean, you know what I mean. But,
he is a good, like, in terms, as a person, he is very, as a person in our sixth form, I feel like we are very, like,
lucky.
Yeah, we are very lucky to have him in terms of, like, he goes above and beyond. Like the thing with the computers. I don't know if he done that, but I know it was probably a suggestion of his, like, every suggestion that we have, he tries to make it work, which is a very good like a people pleaser. It's a very good
it's motivating to have somebody like that who can look at things from the student point of view and see what would make work better for you.
I think one thing that can be annoying is when it comes across as, oh, you're not actually listening. Because to me, it sounds like I'm thinking of psychology and philosophy, but he's just one of it. He hasn't actually listened to
that's
you.
That's the only thing.
I do that to you as well.
Yeah.
Anyway, thank you so much.
Overall, school was good. We're glad to be back.
Thank you so much for allowing me to record it and to share it and eventually share it with others.
I know my first day at uni ain't going to be like that. No one's going to care.
No, we care.
You know what? I probably might not even go in. I can do independent work at home. I feel like that was only for Friday. Sorry, on Monday I'm.
Well, we'll wait and see.
All my friends.
Well, we'll see. It's a journey. Like I keep telling you, life is a journey, and it's about how we handle
it. Crazy because you could get screwed so many times. You know,
me and my friends are joking because this girl, I swear she's low key a crackhead because we'll all be sitting down, yeah. Like, oh my gosh, prime example. We're in Sainsbury's today. Out of nowhere, she tried to punch one of my friends in the throat. She tried to grab her lanyard, but then she punched her in the throat. I was like, I thought in school, you get excluded. She always does around people.
She gets excluded. Well, anyway, well, we've just given you... I hope that you've enjoyed sitting down or walking around listening to us as we've been chitter-chattering.
If you're listening live... Thank you for tuning in.
But, you know, whatever you've decided to do, we hope that something in here has enlightened you. Something might even have annoyed you. But, you know, at the end of the day, you just take care of yourselves and your families. Until next time, we're out.
Cue the entrance music. Oh, sorry.
Entrance.
The exit music.
Oh, my good grief.
It was in the moment.
It was...